Bills that would change Arizona's voting laws are still under consideration at the state capitol. Supporters say they'd increase integrity in the election system, while critics call them voter suppression bills. A key business group has called on lawmakers to not approve them, but some lawmakers want to push forward. With me now, as he is every Monday during the legislative session, to talk about what to expect this week at the state capitol is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. You know, if you believe the calendar, this should be the last week of the session, according to the schedule. Anybody want to wager on it, perhaps at a tribal casino, of whether they're going to go home?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe some prop bets on the budget coming up this year. Let's talk about these voting bills. Greater Phoenix leadership has asked lawmakers not to approve them, but it seems that there are still some legislators who really still believe in them and are trying to make sure they make it to the finish line.
Yes, a lot of this has to do with the question of early voting. For example, one of the bills says if you don't use your early ballot for two successive federal / state elections, you'll be taken off the what was and is now the permanent early voting list, and you'll be have to go in and get your own ballot. Now, the good news is it doesn't take you off the registration, but there are a lot of reasons that people just don't bother to turn out or use the early voting, and sometimes they just want to wait until the last minute. There's a lot of concern that this will affect minority voters a lot more because maybe they're less attached to the voting system. And there were some numbers thrown around of how many 100,000 people might have otherwise been thrown off had this law been in effect before this year. Because obviously this year, everybody got interested in the races
right.
And had a very high turnout. There are also some other bills to shorten up the period under the time you have to turn in the early ballot. They would be mailed out later. You'd have to have them postmarked by the Thursday before the election, even if they did get there on time. And then there are some other quote-unquote cleanup bills. As you point out, Greater Phoenix leadership sent a letter to lawmakers and said, look, we see this as voter suppression. We don't need the black eye here. You know, you see what's going on in other places with sports, going ahead and, for example, canceling the All-Star game in Georgia over their bills. We have NCAA Final Four coming up here. We have some other events. And do we really want to risk this? And that's, I think, the issue.
Now, Howie, a little bit later today, Senators J.D. Mesnard, Michelle Ujenti-Rita, two supporters of these bills, are going to be talking about them in a press conference. Do you have a sense of how viable these bills still are? Like, is there still sentiment at the Capitol to approve these?
I think that there's a lot of push behind the one that says it will take you off the permanent early voting list. Again, because of the fact that it's not canceling anyone's vote. And in fact, as J.D. Mesnard of Chandler pointed out to me, look, in some states, if you don't vote your early ballot after four cycles, two elections, you lose your voting privileges and you have to go ahead and re-register. But again, the issue is not so much what other states do, although I'm sure they'll be talking about that. The question is, what is the problem we're trying to fix here? Is there a real problem? You know, we heard a lot of talk about, fake ballots, starting with the former president, how it's subject to fraud and everything else, how we can't just rely on issues like the signature. That's why, for example, Mr. Mesnard has another bill that says you have to put in a driver's license or your voter ID number, because we all know what our voter ID numbers are. And if you don't drive, I'm not sure what all you get to put in with that. So they seem in some cases to be solving a problem that even they acknowledge does not exist, but could exist, and therefore we need to change state law.
All right, Howie, another bill up for debate this week deals with a violent and unlawful assembly. This has been kind of a constant frame of discussion at the Capitol, at least for the last year or so. What does this bill do, and where is it at in the process?
The bill, let's back up half a step. It's unlawful assembly is already illegal. Rioting is already illegal.
Right.
Breaking windows is already illegal. This creates an entirely new crime of this, as you say, violent and unlawful assembly, where if you and seven other people cause criminal damage and or injury to someone else, you can go to jail for up to 6 months. Actually, 6 months would be a minimum under the current version of the bill. Which leads to the question of, well, if you're with a group and somebody breaks a window, well, I guess we sweep all of you in. I think that Representative Brett Roberts has recognized that that's sort of problematic. He even admitted at one point that the bill, as originally crafted, tells people, if you think a peace, an assembly, some sort of protest is going to go south, you probably wouldn't want to go, which is basically suppressing your First Amendment rights to protest. So he's looking at some amendments to it, reducing the mandatory minimum from 6 months to 30 days. He's also looking at the issue of putting in a, what they call a mens rea, a culpable mental state that has to be knowing or intentional. Mm-hmm. But it still raises some questions. If all these other things are crimes, do we really need another crime on the books? And even as the legislature is moving to give judges more discretion, why would we put in another mandatory minimum?
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Lots of stuff to look out for this week at the Capitol, as always during session. That is Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Thank you, Howie.
You're very welcome. And someday we may even have a state budget.